The Hard Rock is rolling the dice and preparing to open a new casino and hotel in Atlantic City at the site of the former Trump Taj Mahal. Today, the Hard Rock took one of the first steps in making over the new place, selling all the old stuff inside. WHYY's Joe Hernandez visited the Taj Mahal's liquidation sale and offers this report.
You could say Mark Maz is a big fan of the Trump Taj Mahal.
I opened this place up the week it opened, stayed here, and I stayed here the week it closed.
On Thursday, the South Philly resident was leaving the now-shuttered casino with a Trump-branded ice bucket and four bedside lamps from the hotel rooms upstairs.
Again, they're memories. I just remember stumbling up to the bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, turning on the light, trying to find the bed, shutting it off. Now I can do that every day at home.
Again, if you're parked next door in the Best of Life retirement home, that's a private property, they will tow your car.
Between 20 and 30,000 items are for sale at the Taj Mahal right now as Hard Rock cleans out the old building before renovating it. Donald Hayes of National Content Liquidators, which is running the sale, describes what's on offer.
Well, we have beds, we have lamps, we have pictures, we have restaurant tables and chairs, we have $300 chandeliers, we have $35,000 chandeliers, we have poker tables, we have poker chairs, we have stacked chairs, we have baby grand piano.
Donald Trump opened the Taj Mahal in 1990, calling it the eighth wonder of the world. The following year, it went into bankruptcy. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn would eventually take control of the Taj, but he closed it in October during a worker strike. In March, Hard Rock bought the building for $50 million, a fraction of what Trump spent to open it up. Longtime Atlantic City resident Jerry Krumaker remembers the Trump era in Atlantic City fondly. Krumaker says he sold men's shoes and clothing at the Taj and that the casino was always filled with celebrities.
I mean, Wayne Newton, Tom Jones, George Foreman, Frankie Valli, Joe Pesci.
But these days?
Yeah, these days you find nobody. Guy Fieri is the only kid that came in later and put a restaurant into Atlantic City.
The Taj Mahal liquidation sale will run for 60 days. There's a horse statue selling for $425. A leopard print clawfoot bench will cost you $65. Clothes irons are $8. Marty and Joanne O'Connor of Margate came looking for Taj Mahal memorabilia. Instead, Marty picked up two luggage racks valued at $10 apiece.
So when our guests come to our house, we'll treat them royally and have a place for their suitcase.
And what about you?
I just bought a hairdryer.
The new Hard Rock is scheduled to open up next year. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.